me.
Tavai
vasmi,
najivami,
tvaya vina,
iti vigyaya,
devitvam,
nayamam,
saranantikam. I am yours only. I am yours only. I cannot live without you. O Goddess, knowing this, take me to your lotus feet. This is a verse from Vilap Kusha Manjali by Raghunath Das Goswami expressing charanagati to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Today in the evening, on the most sacred appearance day of Srimati Radhika, I wish to speak a little bit on Srimati Radharani. And after this, we can talk privately and personally. When devotees come together, they want to glorify with their mouth and with their hearts Srimati Radhika, and we will try to do this. Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram Smarami Radham Karuna Smritasya Badami Radham Karuna Baratram Tato maman yasti tato gativa. It's another verse by Raghunath Das Goswami. I only worship you, Srimati Radharani. I think of you, especially of your sweet smile, and I speak about you, especially about your very powerful mercy. Please know that except for you, there's no goal in my life. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nittinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Sadharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today on Radhastami day, a very dear devotee and servant of Srimati Radharani, who has taken full shelter at her lotus feet, has brought us Shri Shri Radha Gopi Jana Vallabha. And we are very, very happy that Srimati Radharani now smiles at us. Previously, when the light was coming from up, she looked very stern on us, and I was very afraid. But now she smiles in this direction, so everything is all right. The tension is gone from the heart. My dear devotees, would like to tell you today a wonderful Leela about which glorifies Srimati Radharani, and afterwards I would like to throw a little light on Srimati Radharani from some other angle, not the Leela angle. But first of all, I need to see that all my guests are comfortable. Ist es schlimm oder musst du, wenn du gehen musst, ist es nicht unhöflich, wenn du gehen musst? Oder willst du dich ausruhen irgendwo? Nee? Gut. There is one book. It is called the treasury of love, or the love locket, the Liebesschatzkammer, and it is very nice to hear today from this book, because in this book Srimati Radharani opens her heart and explains what is her love for Krishna. It is a very secret book, secret in the sense that it is discussed not in a general forum, but today on Radhastami we have all devotees who are very eager to get the mercy of Radharani, and it is a very, very nice book. I have some notes on this which I will sometimes refer to, because I wish to tell it just the way Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains it. Krishna always was curious and is curious to find out about this incredible depth of love which Srimati Radharani has in her heart. He actually cannot understand this love, and he made a minimum of two attempts, most probably more, to understand it. One attempt is that he entered the heart of Srimati Radharani when she was in Vipralambaras, and her heart was extremely soft and melted, and he came out covered with the effulgence of Srimati Radharani as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Another attempt which he wanted to get into the mood of Srimati Radharani, and the only way is he entered her heart and took on this bhava and this effulgence and appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that mood of Srimati Radharani longing for Krishna. Another mood, which I wish to discuss here, is when Krishna took on another disguise to understand Srimati Radharani's love. This time he took on the disguise of a beautiful Gandhava lady, an apsara from the heavenly planets. He dressed himself with a sari and arrived at the court of Radha in this disguise of a demigoddess. At that time Krishna chose a pinkish sari, and so that Srimati Radharani would not immediately be able to detect him, he covered his eyes with the border of the sari like this. And when he appeared in this pinkish sari, he could not, of course, hide his effulgence. So with his effulgence, he illuminated the whole court of Srimati Radharani. And immediately the sakis were all there. Who is this effulgent personality who has arrived? Lalita and Vishakha first came and said, "Kon? Who are you?" But Krishna, in the disguise of the Gandhava, was very silent and covered his head. He did not answer. Then Lalita said, "Speak, who are you? We need to inform our mistress." But Krishna only sighed it very deeply. Very deeply he sighed. Lalita and Vishakha did not know what to do. They came to Radharani and said, in your courtyard is a demigoddess, an abgestürzte the demigoddess who arrived from the heavenly planets, but it seems she is extremely troubled. Upon our questions to reveal her identity, she always like this. She is extremely troubled. Immediately Radharani said, please go back and you tell her she should not be troubled. She is in my courtyard. Then a deep compassion forced Radharani to move out, and she looked at this pinkish demigoddess and asked, are you Mohini? Who enchanted Shiva? You look so beautiful and you are so troubled. But now you are in Vrindavan. Maybe you will soon be attracted by Lord Hari. Previously you cast a spell over Lord Shiva by your beauty. But here is Lord Hari. He steals the patience of all the beautiful girls. So when Krishna heard Radharani speaking so innocently, he became so happy that underneath his pinkish sari, he got goosebumps. Gendahaut. He felt so happy. Radharani said, you seem to have some bodily transformations. Maybe we should apply some oil on your body. This will take care of your goosebumps. My father has lovingly sent me this oil. I will come and I will massage it. And if I massage it into your body, your pain and trouble will also go away. Do not worry. And he called Radharani called the Sakis to bring warm water to apply immediately after the oil massage. So now Krishna, who didn't want to lose his disguise, had to break his disguise. He had to speak now. It is described by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that Krishna, who tried to play a role, when he saw this innocence of Srimati Radharani, he broke out in a helpless smile. He could not help it. It was so funny. Then Krishna brushed away the hair and pulled the sari straight and made his voice very sweet. He said, no need. I have not so much pain that I cannot speak. I will speak now something. You please hear. No need of the oil, please. No bath, please. I feel most happy like this. And then Krishna explained his identity. The demigod, I should refer now to the demigods. I am a devi. I am in the heavenly planets. And I am very perplexed because I have a question. We hear in the heavenly planets always a flute coming from Vrindavan Dham. This flute is echoing all over Vrindavan. It is causing a disturbance in the society of the heavenly planets because the demigoddesses are becoming disgusted with their husbands when they hear this flute. They do not like to associate with their husbands. They only want to go to that person who plays the flute. It is causing some immoral disturbances, this flute. Sometimes when they hear this flute, their blood begins to boil. And when the husbands take the wives on their lap for enjoyment, they have to throw them away immediately because they are so hot, like burning hot embers, as a Feuerholz. Now I have come here to Vrindavan to investigate who plays this flute and creates such disturbance in the heavenly planets. So Radharani very sweetly said, this is wonderful. The reaction is not a disturbance. When the demigoddess cannot enjoy with her husband, this is good. Because is there any other man than Krishna? Is there any other need for any other Purusha than Krishna? It is very wonderful. They are becoming enlightened. This is very good. Then demigoddess said, "Oh Radha, you are very qualified. Even Parvati on the Mount Kailash." Priya Krishna goes, on the Mount Kailash is praising the qualities of Radha. But we all demigoddess, including Parvati, have one question. How can such a qualified girl like you become associated with this Krishna? And then the demigoddess began to cry. Woo! Very heavy crying. Oh! 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 And the lotus face became wet with tears. Don't you know, Radha? Krishna has a weakness. He does not discriminate in matters of love. I am a Devi. I have come here many times in Vrindavan. I have seen what Krishna does. Krishna met with you, spent the night with you, told you, you are the best. And then he went to another woman. I have seen, I have followed him. Then you gopis had given everything to Krishna. Krishna called you to the Rasa dance. And in the midst, and before the Rasa dance, he left all of you. No, he did the Rasa dance and then he left you, unprotected in the forest. He does not know what love is. He is selfish. He exploits everyone. Why can you, who are so qualified, be associated with Krishna? I will never ever forget, from this birth to my next death, how you were crying when Krishna left you at the Rasa dance. This pain I can never forget. And still you're praising him. What has come with your intelligence? I personally have no misery, but now where I see that you have fallen in love with this womanizer who has killed a woman, Putana, who have killed a calf, Vatsasura, who has killed a bull, the personification of Dharma, Agasura, that you have fallen in love with such a person and you overlook all his faults. I'm faint. My misery. Now Radharani begins to speak. Now please listen very carefully, because you will hear now what love is. Sometimes we as conditioned souls do not know love. We know selfishness, love for ourselves. We do not know the meaning of prema. Now you will hear this from Radharani. Krishna wants to hear. He's now going like, I have placed my arguments and now let us hear what is in Radharani's heart. So Radharani does not know that it is Krishna. She would never tell this to Krishna. She said, listen, demigoddess, when the mind is purified from all other motives, devoid of all discrimination, it becomes like a lion. When the mind is free from all motives for selfishness, it becomes like a lion. No one can stop the lion, and it begins his journey. The pure mind begins his journey like a lion and climbs on an altar. Sits on the altar. That is the lion throne of pure love. Just like a lion who overcomes all other small obstacles, all the difficulties of a devotee, a premi bhakti, is overcome by the lion of his love for Krishna. Krishna becomes new and refreshed when he sees this unconditional love. Because he understands without him there would be no existence of this love. Krishna only hankers after this love which is unconditional, where you don't wish anything in return. When he is with others, he is sad. When he is with other gopis, he is sad because he does not have this love from the other gopis. So when the demigods heard this, Krishna, the demigods, he thought, how does Radha know that I'm sad when I'm with Chandravali, that I'm sad when I'm with Shaibya and Padma? How does he know? How does she know? She knows everything about me. Oh. Then Krishna spoke out loud because he wanted to know all the secrets. I have one question, Radha, one question. How can you know the secret mood of Krishna? How can you know what is in his heart? Radha said, listen, we are one soul only. Like two lotuses which grow from the same stem, one is blue and one is golden, we are also from one. Like the light on the candle wick, on the wick, you know, this docht, is a one with a thing, we are one. We are one soul only. Said the demigoddess, I have followed your argument, but my rascal mind wants to have now a proof that you are one soul. If you are really one soul, then where is Krishna? You should be able to bring Krishna here. If you are one, then where is Krishna? You must bring him. Then Radharani very innocently sat down and meditated with closed eyes. O divine sun, she worships the sun, my worshipable Lord, O giver of pleasure to the three worlds, if it is not false that people say Gandharvika and Giridhari are one soul, in order to make this half happy, please come before me, my dear Lord. And when Krishna heard this wonderful display of Radharani's deep love for him, he melted in ecstasy. He took away his pink sari, his disguise, and he just happily jumped to Srimati Radharani and embraced her and kissed her without any restriction. And he cried tears of love that Srimati Radharani had opened the box of her heart and shown the love she has for Krishna. And when Radharani was meditating like this, Krishna come, please Krishna come, then all of a sudden Krishna embraced her. She woke, she came out of her meditation and was totally perplexed, and she put her azari and she laughed and cried in ecstasy. Deep tears of bliss. So Lalita immediately came and said, how did you come to this inner chamber of Srimati Radharani? Krishna, you're not allowed here. How does it come? You come? And Krishna said, I don't know. I played innocently somewhere, and then this your Radha must be mystic yogi. By some mantra she violently pulled me here and pushed me here. I was brought here. So Radha just heard out of this that she had brought Krishna, and Radha said, but where is the goddess? Has her belief now come about? Does she believe that we are one soul? Where is she? Where has she gone? She came from the heavenly planets. Then Lalita and Vishakha said, well, we are looking for her, and we are explaining, and then Radha and Krishna stayed together alone. And they had many, many wonderful pastimes. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur blesses all of us. He says, saintly persons hear about these gems of divine love. They are overwhelmed by happiness, and they can in this way become victorious over the influence of the God of love, the Cupid. This is a very important katha to hear about the love between Radha and Krishna. Only if we hear about this from proper sources who are not contaminated by mundane lust, then this burning sensation of our lust in the heart goes away. Only then, otherwise we have no chance. We must hear about this deep and higher love of Radha to Krishna. Only then we will become free from the burning of that fire of karma. That is very, very important. Today, on Radharani's appearance day, we can think and meditate very deeply about Radharani's love for Krishna. When Krishna had left Vrindavan and gone to Mathura, apparently, Srimati Radharani was lying every day on in her kunj on a bed of lotus flowers, and she was half dead from Viparalamba rasa. We must understand that in this mood of separation, Srimati Radharani meets Krishna in his bhava svarup, in his form of the pure loving form. But externally, or by externally, nothing is external in Radharani. But on another level, she experiences deep separation. And this is how one day what happened. One day a crow was flying over this kunj of Radharani. And the Radharani looked and saw the crow, and this very weak voice, he said, crow, crow, come here. The crow came down, and Radha said one verse, but I cannot say it so short, I must say it longer. Crow, you go now to Mathura. Please, I'm only living for a short time. And there you go to Mathuranath, the Lord of Mathura. And you must explain him. You by a question, only this question. You must say, when the house is on fire, the first duty of the master of the house is to go and open the door so that the household animals can run and flee away. The first duty when the house is on fire. My house is on fire. My sharira, my body, is on fire now. The fire of separation. It is burning me alive. But my prana, my life air, cannot escape at this moment. It cannot run out. Why? Because it is locked. The animal of my prana runs against the door. It cannot run out. It cannot flee. Because it is locked by the hope that Krishna has said, I will come back to Vrindavan. By this hope, my life is still in this body. Now, Madhuranath Krishna must come and must come and tell me there is no hope. Then the door is open and I will run, the animal of my life will run out of this body. This is Radharani's love for Krishna. Srimati Radharani is very, very merciful at Radhakund. To get this love for Krishna, this love which will burn all our anattas away, is very, very difficult. Before coming here, we were going to the three Ishta Devatas of the Vaishnavas, Radha Madan Mohan of Sanatana Goswami, Radha Govindaji of Rupa Goswami, and Radha Gopinath Ji, who are now in Rajasthan because they were protected. They were brought out for need of protection. Their representative motis are here at Radhakund also, but these original deities have left, and we wanted to start our pilgrimage by going to them and asking them for mercy. And I personally remember standing before Radha Govinda especially, and at one moment I could personally see in my life this distance between the conditioned soul which is standing here on the other side of the ocean of birth and death, and Radha Govinda, who is standing on the other side of the shore. There is an ocean between it. And I was thinking very deeply, how can I cross this ocean? I have no boat, I have nothing to reach Radha Govinda. It is a very, very difficult. Raghunath Das Goswami says that the mercy of Radharani is this boat which can bring us to Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath. And the mercy of Radharani is especially accessible, zugänglich, in this Radhakund, where you just need to do one thing, that is to bring your body into the kund. This is not very difficult. That anyone can do, even a stone can do, even a stone heart can sink. You just bring your body into the kund, and Krishna has given this blessing, and Radharani has given this blessing, that anyone who takes his bath here, he will get the same type of love, the same type of prem when he is here. Therefore, Vaishnavas, very respectfully, do come and take bath. Sometimes devotees have the information that it's not good to bathe at Radhakund. That is, if you bathe frivolously, you know, making water sports and so on. But Srila Prabhupada very distinctly encourages his followers to take a bath as often as possible at Radhakund in a right mood. His Guru Maharaj Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains this right mood. He says one should take his bath in the aprakrita deha, in the body which is spiritual. For us, what it can mean we should give up our identification when we bathe in the Kund, that we are a man or a woman, but we should think, oh, I am only your servant. Tavai vasmi, najivami tvaya vina. I am only your servant, Srimati Radharani, and without you I have no life. When you take in this mood your bath, it is very, very good. But if you take your bath and I am a good swimmer, I have Freischwimmer and Jugendschwimmer, and so on, or I am a very interesting personality, then this bath will not be so good. You might create some, with your nonsense mood, some disturbance to Srimati Radharani, who is very fine, very soft-hearted. Yes. Srila Prabhupada is a great bhakta of Srimati Radharani. His father very regularly prayed to all the sadhus who came, please make my son a great bhakta of Radharani. And when Prabhupada came to the Western world, he asked that this book, which tells about Radha Kund, Nectar of Instruction, is printed in 100,000 copies. But we, as his disciples, did not understand his mood. We thought, this is such an esoteric book, only for very advanced devotees. We only printed 10,000 copies, because we thought, who will understand this? But Prabhupada wanted this to be distributed in large quantities so that people can become the devotees of Srimati Radharani. It's very important and very good. And it, of course, tells in gradual steps how, what else we, how we must also work on our anattas and not overlook them, and so on. We must be sincere. One final word, which I wanted to quote from a lecture of Srila Prabhupada in London, where he said that we approach Srimati Radharani because Radharani is also Bhakti Devi, the personality who can give Bhakti into our heart. If you want to approach Krishna, it is very difficult. But Radharani is what is called the Karunamayi, the mercy, full of mercy, and she gives that Swarup Shakti, that spiritual energy which you require, or this Bhakti Shakti, which you require in order to have a foothold in spiritual life. Therefore, in Radharani's kingdom, everyone says, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radharani Ki Jai. They always do this. When we were in Raval, there was this wonderful bhajan, and it became a kirtan, where they chanted the names of Srimati Radharani, and we went dancing. Even Shrishtikata, who has blisters on his feet, blasen, heavy blasen on his feet due to Govardhan's milost, mercy, gleich getanzt, dancing very nicely. So this Radharani's mercy is very, very important. Today is Radhastami. Here Radha Kund, we celebrate every day the day of Radha. Every day is the day of Radha. Today I went with one devotee around on Parigram, and we all said, isn't it so nice and so special here? Really, Radharani is first. Krishna. So yes, I wanted to tell you what Prabhupada said. When Radharani sees that someone wants very much, then she will definitely give her mercy. Prabhupada said like this, whatever nonsense I may be, Radharani sees, here is someone And even if I'm a fool, she will say to Krishna, Krishna, here's this fool. And not fool. She will not say fool. Here's this devotee. She is a better devotee than me. Please take him or her to your lotus feet. Radharani's mercy. So please all shout out in great happiness with me. Shrimati Radharani ki jai. Shrimati Radharani ki jai. Shrimati Radharani ki jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Please all look at this most beautiful Radharani. The best position is to look from here because she is looking to Krishna, but if you are going a little in the way, then she will look at you also. This is described in the prayer, the sidelong glance, the glance from the side. So we will end our little here. The formal part we will end here. There is a Mark, can maybe there's some Charanamrita of Radharani there. You can please all get a drop of Charanamrita in some glass, Mr. Vasrinder. Nur noch ganz wenig wahrscheinlich. Kannst dir allen geben. Thank you very much for coming. And please do not forget to call out for the mercy of Srimati Radharani, especially when you are in Vrindavan. Every day